So this would be the Drysdale vignette for January 23. Yeah, that's right. 3, 2, 1. My current topic is pruning. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. I'll have some more suggestions for you right after this. 3, 2, 1. Home gardeners may want to tackle the pruning of apple trees and grapevines soon. I suggest before you begin pruning, you obtain from the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture and Food the literature they have available. Their toll-free number to order is 1-888-466-2372. That's 1-888-466-2372. The pruning of shade trees may also be undertaken now before the onrush of other spring gardening chores, and the Ontario Ministry also has pamphlets and information leaflets on this work. One point that continues to be controversial is the pruning of such trees as maples and birch, which are known to bleed if pruned too early in the spring. Bleeding is the early running of the tree's sap out through the cut limbs, with the tree often suffering the loss of considerable vigor and sometimes even dying later in the spring. Most arborists now agree that if these trees, that is maples and birch, are pruned when the temperature remains above freezing, they will not bleed after the pruning is done. However, if you wish to be doubly safe, leave the pruning of these trees until just after the first leaves have emerged in the spring. This will guarantee you no bleeding whatsoever. In the next program, I'll deal with the pruning of flowering trees and shrubs such as flowering crabapples, magnolias, forsythia, and a host of other shrubs which need pruning at least every third year. I'm Art Drysdale.